Hi, this is R. Renee with thetithinghoax.com. Let's talk about what the church doesn't want you to talk about today on the Tithing Hoax Podcast. Stay tuned for this week's message. Today I'm gonna take a closer look at those tithe testimonials. So I'm calling this particular message Tithe Miracles Exposed. You may have seen or heard those tithe testimonials. For example, Christians claiming they received blessings, especially financial blessings, when they tithed, or testimonials from those who said they were struggling when they didn't tithe, and once they started tithing, their situation improved for the better. Now, I'll take for face value that the testimonials are genuine, but I pose this question. Were these tithers blessed because of the tithe, or were their blessings the result of something else? Now, my answer to that question is this. The tithe had nothing to do with their blessings. And why do I say that? Here's my first point. There's no power in the tithe. Now, keep in mind, this modern day tithe of paying money to God is not the same as the biblical tithe, which consisted of agricultural products and livestock. The modern day tithe is money. So when I say there's no power in the tithe, I'm saying there's no power in the money. Because money is actually neutral. Money is an inanimate object. Money actually has no value. This thing we call money, these paper bills, these coins, these things are destroyed every single day by the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, the U.S. Mint, and the Federal Reserve. In fact, in 2010, 2.6 billion $1 bills were destroyed. This money is a piece of paper. This piece of paper called money in reality has no more power or no more value than a piece of notebook paper. The only difference between this piece of paper we call money and a piece of notebook paper is that people give money its perceived value and power. I say this again. People give money its perceived value and power. And I want you to keep that in mind, because I'm going to come back to that point. Now, there are preachers who have manipulated Christians into believing the tithe has value and power. And they have done this by linking tithing to faith, to where many Christians believe that tithing is evidence of their faith. It's almost to the point where tithing and exercising faith is like the tithe and faith have become one and the same. And tithing has been elevated to such a level of importance that it's just right up there with your faith in God. So if you truly have faith and trust in God, you're going to tithe. And if you don't tithe, it just means you really don't have faith and trust in God. That's how important these preachers have made tithing. So now tithers have faith in the tithe, which is money. They believe the tithe works. They believe their money works. They believe the tithe releases God's blessings. they believe that something about their money releases God's blessings. Now come back to the original question. Is it the tithe that works, or is it something else? And my answer is that there is something else at work. It is their faith that works, not the tithe. The power is not in the tithe. The power is not in their money. The power is in their faith. Remember, the tithe is money. Money is neutral. Money is inanimate. People give money its perceived value and power. So in reality, money has no actual value or power. Thus, the tithe has no actual value or power. As such, tithers, those with those testimonials, are operating under what is called the placebo effect. The placebo effect. Now, in medical studies and medical research, when, for instance, pharmaceutical companies are testing out new drugs to see if they are effective in treating certain medical conditions, in the studies, they would have one group who receives the actual medication that's being researched. Then you would have another group who receives something called a placebo. Now, a placebo is a substance with no medical effects, such as sterile water, a saline solution, or a sugar pill. So, say there's a new medication that's being researched and it's to treat migraine headaches. So one group receives the actual medication that was created to relieve migraine headaches. And then you have another group of people who are suffering from migraine headaches, and they receive, say, a sugar pill, which has absolutely no medicinal qualities whatsoever. Now, what happens is you have, in the group of people who receive the placebo, who experience what is called a placebo effect. The placebo effect refers to the phenomenon in which some people experience some type of benefit after the administration of a placebo. So some of the people who took the placebo during the medical study found relief from their migraine headaches. Some people no longer had migraine headaches. So, in short, a placebo or a placebo effect is a fake treatment that in some cases can produce a very real response. So how is this? How is it that somebody who suffers from migraine headaches takes a fake treatment and gets a benefit from the fake treatment to where they no longer have migraine headaches? And here's the key. The expectations of the patient play an important role in the placebo effect. Now here's the key. The more a person expects the treatment to work, the more likely they are to exhibit a placebo response. So it's like saying the more the person expects or has faith that what they're receiving will work, the more likely they are to get relief from or experience some type of health benefit for their condition. Because they don't know they're taking a placebo. They think they're actually taking this miracle drug for their migraine. Because they expect it to work, and they believe it's going to work, and they have trust that it's going to work. Guess what? It works. But it's not the placebo that works. It's their state of mind, it's their belief, it's their trust and expectation that actually cause the benefit, the health benefit in their condition, or the improvement in their condition. And so when it comes to the tithe, this money, the tithe is a religious placebo. The tithe is a religious placebo. And there are all types of religious placebos out there. A prayer cloth can be a religious placebo. Someone can say, hey, here's a holy pen with John 3:16 engraved on it. And if you use this holy pen and you write down what it is you want God to do in your life with this holy pen, and if you believe that God will answer your prayers, if you use this pen, God will indeed answer your prayer. Now, do you really think this pen, so-called holy pen, is going to move God? That there's something special or magical about the pen that's going to work a miracle in your life? This pen that is no different than any pen that you got laying around your house, a pen that's no different than a pen you may find in the street, a pen that's no different than the pens that companies hand out and give away for free. But if you believe this pen is a miracle pen, that this pen is a holy pen, it is your belief that's going to make the difference. Not the pen, it's just a pen. That prayer cloth is not going to make a difference. It's an inanimate object. It's just a cloth. But if you believe it's going to do something special in your life, it is your belief that's going to make the difference. And it's the same way with the tithe with your money. If you believe that there's something unique, special, and magical about this tithe, and you have faith in it so much, it is your faith, tither, that is making the difference, or that will make the difference. In other words, the power of faith makes the difference. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 24. And Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Not pay tithes and the mountain will move. Have faith in God. Not tithe and the mountain will move. But don't doubt in your heart and believe that what you say will come to pass. It will be done. Not tithe, but whatever you ask in prayer and believe that you have received it. It's the power of faith that makes the difference. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, "And without faith it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." It is your faith that moves God. Your faith. It is not the tithe or the act of tithing that brings about the blessings, miracles, or breakthroughs for tithers. Because if it were true, if it was about the tithe, then only tithers would be blessed. All tithers would have the same or similar testimonials. And we know, we at the Tithing Hoax know from personal experience, based on the comments and emails we have received, there are a lot of people who pay tithes and their situations got worse. We call these tithing horror stories. Furthermore, there are people who don't believe in God, don't tithe, yet they prosper. Likewise, there are people who believe in God, don't tithe, and they prosper. It is not
about your tithe, boo-boo. Your money. Your money does not move God. The blessings of the tithe testimonials are the result of their faith in God and God's grace, not their tithes, not their money.
R&A here. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Tithing Hoax Podcast. For more information about the Tithing Hoax, visit thetithinghoax.com, download your free tithe study guide, or drop us an email at info@thetithinghoax.com. Until next time, peace and blessings.